Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. This is opening day of the 2025 Minnesota State Fair's 12-day run. And there's discounted gate admission, $18 for adults ages 13 to 64, and $15 for seniors and kids ages 5 to 12. Country band Old Dominion headlines a State Fair grandstand tonight. The free entertainment includes The Voice contestant Nicholas David at the West End Schilling Amphitheater and fight song singer Rachel Platten at the Band Shell. A record 138,875 people attended the Great Minnesota Get-Together on the first date last year. Lieutenant Governor and U.S. Senate candidate Peggy Flanagan will be among the thousands who passed through the turnstiles today.
The Minnesota State Fair is my favorite thing. And I will be there multiple days because it absolutely is the best of Minnesota to talk to folks from all across the state. It promises to be another, great year.
Governor Tim Walz is also attending the fair today. Thousands of people are expected to participate in the Minnesota House of Representatives State Fair poll this year. House spokesperson Barry LaGrave says it's based on issues that didn't pass this legislative session.
12 questions this year that we put together. It's a nonpartisan poll put together by the Nonpartisan Public Information Services Office. And a lot of fairgoers come to the fair, and that's one of the big things that they want to do. And we've been doing it for approaching 50 years, I think.
He says the topics include prohibiting state services for undocumented immigrants, local cannabis regulations, starting school before Labor Day, and the state's budget deficit. House members will be working two-hour shifts at the booth in the education building. And the Twins lost to the A's 4-2 in 10 innings. The Minnesota bear season opens September 1st, and the DNR is once again asking hunters to avoid shooting radio-collared research bears. Bear Project Coordinator Andy Try says these bears have large, colorful ear tags and wear radio collars.
These are bears with big ear tags that look like cattle ear tags. They're almost all females, and we're doing a reproductive study right now. We're seeing how long it takes bears to have that first litter of cubs because lots of things are changing in the state, and it takes a really long time to follow those bears from cubs until they have that first litter.
Try says they are currently monitoring 50 black bears across the state. And the Minnesota Lynx continue their road trip tonight in Atlanta. The Lynx look to rebound from Tuesday's 85-75 loss in New York. All-star forward Nafisia Collier has missed the last five games with an ankle injury and is listed as questionable for tonight's game. This is MNN.